See, isn't that pretty expert?
Nice shot.
That's pretty expert. Went right through the paper.
Okay, called the meeting to order. We have a quorum. Do I hear approval of the minutes for May 14th?
Edit the minutes. It says leasing the upper floor for a restaurant. That's why I sent you that email wondering.
Oh.
It was not for a restaurant, but rather where there might have been one in the past.
I think that at the time, where are we, Doug?
Middle of page 2.
Oh, okay.
FBO lease inquiry.
At the time,
there was an
inquiry about leasing the upper floor to be a restaurant.
Okay.
Right, Lance?
Excuse me.
And that's no longer the case.
Okay.
Are there any other corrections?
So will it be leased for anything, or is that the only?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe Lance or Terry will know.
But that won't be in minutes.
Get into there.
Okay. Because I don't remember that being presented that way last time.
It might have been another way. We can take that out. Yeah. It's your call. Right. I don't care.
It doesn't.
No, I don't. I mean, what I meant was. Yeah.
I don't care, but it's not. You'll do it no matter what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I care, but I don't take the corrections personally.
Yeah, right.
So what do you think?
Strike the for a restaurant part, I guess, for the record.
That works for me. I might have just made that up because I knew that.
Yeah. Well, I'll move to approve the minutes as corrected.
Okay, do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay, been moved and seconded approval of the minutes of the 14th.
That's corrected.
With corrections. Thank you. Okay, Lance?
Maybe we should let Melissa go
first.
Yes,
I was thinking if you want to.
Pardon me?
You might want to go have Melissa go first. She's in the bottom.
So
your duties.
Yes, thank you. We are going out to bid for the runway project sometime today before midnight.
Before midnight.
Is that 1634?
Yes, it is. The engineers have been working very diligently. There's been a great deal of cooperation with the airport, Lance and Terry and the contractor, everybody trying to get the current project out safely. We had a little problem this morning with the barriers, but we got that fixed. And so we should be going forward on that. If anybody has any questions.
I do.
Yes.
I'm going to be getting old. I'm not sure what is 1634? What is just the basics and what does it entail?
1634 is currently a shed profile. So all the water goes to one end. There's a high and a low.
Okay.
And what it's going to do is the high end will come down a little bit, the low end will come up a little bit, and then there'll be a crown in the center.
And what runway?
That's 1634.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll go all the way through. And then there's going to be some work in the intersection of 220 and 1634 to get that all blended together.
Okay.
So the work on the intersection has a maximum of 10 24-hour periods. So that the airport is only closed for a maximum of 10 days. After that, there are liquidated damages if they take any longer than that.
Most likely be for a nighttime, then.
But they don't have to take 10 days to do it. That's just.
They don't have to, but it's very likely it will take all of 10 days.
Yeah,
when you're reprofiling and tying everything in, that we're pushing them to make sure that they get it done in 10 days. And then there are other milestones also that are built into the contract to make sure that the airport, or specifically the runway, doesn't stay closed any longer than it has to. So it's kind of a complicated little schedule that the contractor, but they get a choice of when they and how they want to do it.
So all the drain portion of the previous that contract is all figured out by now, I guess. And
yes, all the drains that are directly affected by the project have been resolved.
Okay.
The two main pipes that go under will eventually need to be rehabilitated, but they aren't being rehabilitated as part of this project.
Thank you.
Melissa,
I've always wanted to be an engineer. I'd like to see some plans and drawings for this entire overlay project, this four phases. Is that possible?
Yes, I will have hard copies of the plans by Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And then you can come in and see them. I can't let them go out because I don't know how many sets I will have. There's 107 sheets for the whole project. That includes the safety plan. It includes the erosion control plan. It includes the removals. There are extra sheets that actually deal with the FAA nav aids.
Oh, good.
Those are separate, and I have those now, but those have not been vetted yet. So I have Ruslan's 90% sheets on those. They will go in as a supplemental so that the contractor knows what is happening with the FAA nav aids.
So all four phases are going to be going out for bid real soon?
Today.
Today.
Oh, today.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it should
by
go
midnight.
Out by midnight.
Good.
Yes.
You going to work that late?
I'm coming in at 10 to post them, yes.
Where do they get posted?
Yeah.
They get posted on ORPIN. So we'll have it'll get posted in the News Times and the DJC, and then on ORPIN. So we have a couple contractors I know of already that are interested in it. We are going to have a mandatory pre-bid on the 25th of June. So, and pre-qualifications for all the contractors has to be in 10 days before bid opening. So hopefully we can make sure that we get a good contractor that can can do what we need them to do as efficiently as possible.
And the time frame is going to be like on a cover sheet? I mean, what is the time frame?
If they get a choice to do it either this year or next year. If they do it this year, yes. If they do it this year, they get 140 days. If they do it next year, they get 120 days. And that's calendar days.
And they can't split that over
No.
the year.
No, right.
No.
You can't start in December. Huh?
not on this deal.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that the runway is, you know, and I say this with a caveat, we want to make sure the runway is open over the winter. But if any of you have done construction, and I'm sure many of you have, you don't know what happens when you peel back the asphalt. So our intention is to have it open, and we have created milestones that we want them to meet to that end. But if we peel back something and...
Don't find any Indian artifacts. Whatever.
Wood rot.
We've already found an archaeological isolate that has to go written up and documented, and we have a permit, and so it now has to go to the tribes and somewhere else, and they have 30 days.
No, we had archaeologists out last week.
Yeah.
What was that, Melissa?
They found a stone that looked like somebody was using it to sharpen sticks, and then they found a rock that had burn patterns on it from a fire pit or something, and they considered that an isolate, possibly from.
And an isolate is anything with 10
man,
or
guess,
fewer artifacts found.
Archaeological.
So they're out there?
They were out there, yes, last week.
Who let them out there?
The state.
It's required.
I'm just kidding.
And they marked...
They had the gate code. I made sure to dinosaur bones before they got
there. Yeah, thank you.
And they also marked
the
bunker.
They're okay. It's Indians you got to worry about.
Yeah, so the bunker is now reported, and if we ever want to remove the bunker, it'll be an issue. So.
As in they'll have to open up and go into the bunker and artifact everything if they find things in it.
Yeah.
What's a bunker?
A bunker, it's a concrete
shed.
Yeah.
There's this big thing that goes into the ground down there, and then speculation by the archaeologists that there's the base of a gun turret that was there, but I don't think it was that.
Oh, from World War II. I see, okay.
Yeah, which is now old enough to be historical.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, you want to make sure they find 49-year-old glass, not 50-year-old glass.
Any other questions of Melissa?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, Lance?
Well, I'd first like to say thank you to Melissa. She has gotten the project basically back on track, both of them. She's done a really good job getting the engineers to stay on track, PAE, with everything. So that's great. Heard from the FAA, and this is for everybody here, is they're, of course, cutting money. And so one of the things they're looking at shutting down is our outer marker. So if anybody would like to comment, if it would affect anybody's operations, there's a, it's the public email down here that you can comment to about whether or not that would be good or bad.
So we still have it. Here.
Just to clarify, that Ralph was looking at it, it's going to be our marker and the NDB.
And the DMB?
NDB.
Oh, you're kidding, the beacon.
And it's going to be replaced with DME, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the approach will be replaced with DME. Sure.
So is that a problem?
it just means there's going to be something different. It's going to require different equipment to fly the approach. Mm-hmm.
Like GPS.
Yeah. The approach plates will be changing. That is, unless, depending on what they find, if you guys write in and say, you know, this is bad, we don't want you guys to shut that down, we use it.
Okay, my marker beacon doesn't work right.
Yeah. I think the only concern would probably just be older aircraft that doesn't have the GPS equipment in it.
Well, GPS, of course, they use DME, which comes off the VOR. But it's, I don't know what's going to happen with the missed approach. Currently, the missed approach misses back to that location. So.
I did send in a comment, and I told them that our main goal out of our runway is to get a lower minimums. And I sent in a question. I haven't heard back yet. But if that would affect us getting lower minimums in the future or affecting our current minimums now. So I have not heard back at all. But that would be my only concern, because after the 1.6 project is done, we would like to have the minimums lowered down to a 200-foot ceiling with a half-mile visibility is where our goal is. And right now it's 250 at 3/4, and I don't know if it would change much if they took that out. But if they did and it went up, obviously, if we had it, it would be bad for us, trying to get maybe a flight service in here or something.
So you think it gets an answer before the deadline of this?
I hope so. That was my question I sent in, but I haven't had any response yet from it, and I'll follow up on it.
Okay.
So the other thing that I got going on is on our main hangar. Had our structural engineer out. The main hangar doors, the I-beams are rusting that hold the doors in the upright position. It's a track, the main I-beam.
Oh, going across the top?
Yeah, going across the top. Those are rusting. We don't know how far gone they are at this point, but we're going to have a consultant, not necessarily a consultant firm, but a guy is going to come out and he's going to do an in-depth study about how bad it is, if we can get away with just sandblasting and painting, or if parts of that stuff needs to be replaced.
Yeah. There's a product out, if after you determine that actually changes rust to a coating. They use it on boat trailers and all. I forget what it's called, but you can go to the auto parts store, has it, and it's the liquid, you paint it on. And it's almost better than not having the sandblast, because
you have more material.
You have more material there, and then it changes the rust composition to a actual coating.
Yeah, we're just more concerned about not being able to get structural. Having one of them fall would be not good at all. So, and when you're looking at it, those I-beams are put in place really with pretty tiny nuts and bolts, and they're starting to rust through too. And you can see on the top of some of the I-beams where there's it's either steel or a wood plate, and I haven't been up there yet, but it's starting to flex up from the I-beam. So it's kind of odd, and I don't need an I-beam dropping out of the sky either on anybody. So we have that also issue going on in the future. So
do you think it's is it exposed to the weather?
The I-beam parts that are really rusted are. There is the weather stripping around the doors is really bad as well. So I'll have them whenever I get some more direction from somebody. I'll have them look at putting proper sealing or new weather stripping around it. The other issue that's happening is on the south side of the doors. It's the big part of the door is a main I-beam, and then they put the metal skin on it. well, if you look at the south side of the doors, you'll see where though it's starting to exfoliate, right where some of the support beams are at. So there is some issues, but being proactive to get that corrected before anything, before somebody gets hurt or just we can't open it anymore is what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, if the I-beam up there is exposed, and maybe you could think about have the guy figure a way to cover it or shield it from the rain that's always coming down across it. But first, you want to paint it or get it solved first.
Yeah, we want to get it solved first. So that's another issue that we have going on, along with, of course, our roof that we need to fix this summer and on the T-hanger roof.
And you guys already fixed the drain on the west north side? The roof drains, they're draining out not properly?
On the north end of the FBO, those are periodically being, you have to clean them out. But what it is when they put it up there, they didn't put any flashing on it. So no matter how much the wind is always blowing up in between that. And unfortunately, the damage to that wall has already been done.
So. But it's not getting worse. I mean, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not getting worse, but it's not getting better.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not curing itself. So that's about all that I have to report at this time.
Any additional questions, Terry?
What I have is we've been on airnav.com. I printed out some things. If anybody's interested, these are comments. Pilots are leaving for the city when they come into the airport. There's a history there. It goes back several years. But I really want to kind of commend the rest of the staff and Chuck and our temporary guys. When we're not there, these guys are carrying on the training that we've put out there. We've been trying to really put our best foot forward for customer service. And I think the comments by some of the people are paying off. We've been having people make sure they comment to the council, the mayor, and things like that. As far as what they think about Newport when they fly in. Are there things we could be doing better? Things that we're not doing? You know, we just want to try to keep the customer service number one out there. And I think we're getting some reports back from some of the people. So I think it's important that everybody kind of sees that the summer staff and guys they're doing a good job out there trying to keep everybody happy. The other thing I'd like to report, we've been, Mark, you know, we've kind of talked about this years ago, but we've been having some more inquiry about a sign for the Newport Airport. I've got an example that I'd like to pass around, and this, so far, we've been getting comments from other people, but we're ready to start going to the next phase, which is getting some money together and trying to find out what the costs are going to be. So in order to keep things consistent, you have to have at least some visual concept what they're all bidding on. So it's all apples and apples. And so we had one of our tenants sent this picture. I'll pass this around for everybody to look at. This is by no means anything final. Nobody's ever come up and said, okay, we've decided this is what we're going to have. But this was a great example in this type of drawing on this type of monument sign, I think, is what everybody is after. But again, I wanted to bring this here and make sure that it's out in front. Everybody has a chance to comment on it and give me some ideas on what they'd like to see. This particular one that you're looking at is at the Corvallis Airport. It's a very, very simple design. It's just a small raised block wall with the sign on top of it. One of the biggest costs on a sign like that is providing power to the location. Our hilltop at the airport has power already there. And so it's going to really save some money when we start trying to put this thing into final bid. But we're in the phase now of getting ideas from everybody, and so if somebody has another idea or another picture of a sign that they'd like me to start bringing in getting prices on, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it and get what you guys want. But if nobody has any objection, then I will keep using this picture that's been provided. And we're going all the way to Portland and over into the valley to some of the larger monument sign companies. And
what's it made of?
That's metal. It's actually a metal
part. Is metal.
Using the I-beam of the hanger.
Yeah,
one of the I-beams from the hanger.
Some of them are actually made out of aluminum. They make them out of aluminum skin, and they're pretty much rust free, and they're done. As far as maintenance and stuff goes. So, I love the idea of just the monument itself. Our hillside seems to be
get an old DC-3 wing, you know.
There's so many. There's so many different ideas, but again, I think it's time to start moving forward and taking this from, because it's just been talk. We've done a lot of talk. Now I think it'd be a good time to do something and move ahead. But I'll let you guys comment and let me know which direction you want to go.
One question to this. In comparison to the stuff in Corvallis, we have a sign there that has a bridge on it right next to it, right? Newport's a friend
is. Yes, so it is, but it's a little bit further away from that hill, so I don't...
Probably have to somehow consider that when you do signs, that they somehow stand in conjunction with each other or so.
Well, having the bridge theme is good for consistency.
Yeah. I would say probably you would. And this is curved. It looks like it's meant to be a mountain.
We had to start somewhere. Yeah. So we just, took an existing one that's working that people seem to like, and we can, of course, incorporate the Newport stuff to it, but.
You can make the curve of the monument the curve of the bridge, and then...
They could do the same thing with this picture, too.
I mean,
the same monument. Yeah.
This is not a subject you can probably talk to tomorrow and not finish it. Yeah. But the thing is, we should, as a airport, we should probably have a kind of a symbol, a logo, or a CI.
That's kind
and
of
this would go very well.
I agree.
Probably... Somebody should come up with a symbol before we go with this, because then we should use for everything the shirts, whatever you did.
This
kind of stuff.
The shirt guy designed that down there. I don't know if he has a.
No, I'm talking about this. This is actually pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I personally prefer this over this. So.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, you were getting that new sign from the Coast Guard for Coast Guard City out front, City Hall here. Is that something that Coast Guard's manufacturing, or is that a company that?
You know, I haven't been working on that project, but I think that the city has to buy that.
I just wonder if you might give the company name to Harry.
Yeah, just check with Cindy because she's been working on it.
Public Works is helping me also. They're giving me ideas, and they've got they've got bids for their new signs. So, but these are the two things that are going on right now. Of course, you guys have all seen us out on the mowers. We've been mowing like crazy and trying to keep up. About the time we finish one end, it's just start at the other end. So we've been really busy. Just an update on the rental cars. We did trade one of the old Priuses back in. They had one of our rental car fleets. They had given us a Prius that was they called it the Sport Package.
Make a copy.
Yeah, the Sport Package Prius turned out to be lowered, thin profile racing tires, and when some of the seniors were renting it, they don't stop at the parking lot until their tires hit the curb. So they're smashing the spoiler, and so the brand new car had cracks in the spoiler. So Toby Murray said, this is the wrong car for a rental. And they swapped out and have brought us brand new Prius that's a sedan style. And so the rental program has been very popular. Just so you guys know, we invoiced everything out to Toby Murray's. I believe they've sent a check to finance. We are receiving commission checks on the car rentals. They've also added some more vehicles. We're now up to four. There's two more sitting at Toby Murray, and they are ready to be delivered whenever we're ready for them.
I didn't see a line item in this airport budget for revenue for that. Is it
too late to get it in this year? Is it going to be in next year's? I didn't see
anything for that. That's a good question. That's something we can bring up with finance because they're the ones who handle all that. And that's a good question for David.
I think they can create a line item without it having to be in the approved budget as long as it falls in the same department.
Yeah. But the concern would be as long as it doesn't go to general fund, it'll have it go to you guys.
Yeah, we actually had a request. Yeah. In fact, Jim Vogtberg helped us before he left. But the request was to make sure that when they do write the check out, it's made out to the Newport Municipal Airport. So it is they're taking that step so that at least when it shows up in the finance,
they'll know.
They'll see, hey, this was the rental car return. This was for that. Any questions?
Yeah, I have a point. To talk about this Clickas, I know that there was a huge demand on Clickas. People even were pretty pushy about this, and I think it's a pretty convenient thing, but it also has disadvantages, right, in regard to, I mean, for instance, take Wally, right? Do you have a Clicker? I don't want to pay for him standing in front of the gate waiting for me to open and close and whatever. And Wally is there and stands there and waits for me, and I have to pay for him, right? So I would rather prefer, or there must be a kind of a solution how we can get people in that repair maintenance without actually going there or something. Do you have an idea about this? Just and another thing, the procedure about the clickers. I don't know where this was discussed. Was it discussed here in this meeting?
That's the point I wanted to bring up.
Because I think
this might help. This was never really handed to me when I came on the airport committee. So let me read to you the responsibilities of this airport committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read.
No,
this
I have this
so
here. It's right here.
Well, I'm going to read it so I can get on the record.
Yeah.
Okay. So it says that the airport committee shall include five full members and the city manager if one or two. Airport director shall serve as a non-voting member. And the airport committee shall have the authority and responsibility to, one, recommend rules and regulations for the Newport Municipal Airport. Number two, recommend policies governing the use of the airport property. Number three, review and report to the council on matters referred to it by the council. Number four, make studies and reports relating to the Newport Municipal Airport. And to five, promote the Newport Municipal Airport. Yeah. So that's our job.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that there, you know, I thank you for bringing up the sign and bringing it up before the committee. However, this is a very serious situation because it involves access to an FAA facility. So I think that we're owed an answer why this wasn't brought before the Newport committee, who is supposed to review and report to the council with matters regarding the airport, and who's supposed to recommend policies governing the use and the access to the airport property. So why are we here, gentlemen?
Yeah, the letter was a surprise to me.
Well,
yeah, the letter was pretty. The letter was probably formulation a little bit pushy.
You're not the manager of the airport.
No, I'm not. But I can tell you what Jim did.
Go ahead.
If you can.
Please do. It's hard to derail.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. So, but he did recommend to Lance and Terry that letter be sent. He approved that letter.
Which letter are you referring to?
The letter about the
Let's just come to this letter. It's also a good point. The letter basically says, here's a clickers, and if you don't pick him up by the 8th, tough luck for you. You stand in front of the gate. And this is really the way. Perhaps there's now a chance at this airport that we come to a different kind of cooperation. I mean, we are renters. We're people that bring a lot of money to this airport. You guys, you want to provide a good service, and I think we should really base it on a give and take, and then and something more cooperation.
Yeah.
I think if we start with finger pointing, and you guys, you didn't inform us right, and you guys didn't do this maintenance, and you guys did destroy this equipment, then we're not in the right place.
I have to get to a CEC meeting. Can you write up what your recommendations are, and we will try to put those into acting policy?
No, I wanted this from you. You guys have implemented this as clickers. I wanted the idea from you guys. You have thought about it, probably.
Well, most probably. You're staying, or you have to go to.
You have an idea how to get these guys in
surgery here.
There must be a way. Either we provide certain people with certain key people with this clickers, or that they have to sign off and get a clicker, which would be a solution, or they have to come by your place and get a clicker and drop it off.
And it was security. Maybe it was a little bit hasty on my part. I apologize. But the problem was is that we did have an incident at a hangar where somebody then went to the Coast Guard station.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be providing security for not only our tenants, who they are there 24/7, but also for our airfield. So my thinking behind it was simply that it would be up to the tenant to escort whoever they wanted at their hangar to their hangar. It wasn't anything put in post to try to keep people out, try to get you guys to go from one point to another point. But the other thing that I looked into, what TSA has a great thing out, I may have it, about security. And our security for our airport ranks at about a 34 out of 50. But they were suggesting arm badges.
Lance.
So,
listen, you did not come before this committee for advice and to help you with a solution. This is the problem that Tom and I are having.
Right.
So who did you talk to at the Coast Guard? Did they file a grievance with the FAA Security Department?
Lieutenant Grove. And they didn't file a grievance. He asked me what was going on down there, and I told him. And then I had Larry Burdick with the FAA call me and said, well, I have to notify our security detail. And then we also had a...
How did Larry Burdick get...
Because Larry Burdick found the wallet. And he shares He shares that building with the Coast Guard. So I had two different entities calling me about why is this here, and then I had another, and then I had a I forget the FAA lawyer's name calling me asking about the gentleman in the incident, and there's other things going on with that. So I had three different people. So you're probably right. I probably reacted, but I figured I had to react fast, and I didn't feel that I could wait to bring it to you guys. And that is my fault. I'm sorry.
Did they give you a time specific date that this has to be a top secure airport, or?
No, there was no date given about making it a top secured airport. They just wanted to make sure that we were doing everything that we possibly could.
Right. And we're here to help you solve these kinds of situations, Lance,
okay.
To make sure everybody's happy. And there's a way to do it.
Mark,
there's also advisory circulars that refer to the security.
That's what this TSA thing I just handed out is.
That's transportation. This is the FAA. This right. Letter is a document saying what you can and cannot do, who you can and cannot access onto their airport. So I'm not saying we have a problem, but this was done wrong. And it's done wrong now, but we're here to help you. If you have an issue at the airport, that's what this, I just read it. We're here to help you advise and come up with a solution to solve the problem. So we're not all huffy, and so we don't walk around the city saying, God dang those guys, this is not right. I have four people painted on my airplane. Do I get four clickers? I have four partners.
You can. There's supposed to be a clicker per partner.
And is it going to cost me $100 if one of my partners loses one?
Well, I think that would be for the partner. If your partner comes in and gets a clicker and then he loses it, that would be his responsibility for the clicker.
How much does it cost the city?
For what?
For these clickers.
They're $40 a piece, and then shipping them over, and then our time to go to the gate operators to add them in. And we already had 30 of those clickers.
Can I interrupt for just a second? I'm not a member, okay, but just...
Who are you anyway?
One quick statement. Boeing Field is the 10th busiest general aviation airport in the nation. They do not have any clickers. It is a gate code just like we've had out here. End of story.
Yeah, I mean, they're different. And there are
Boeing aircraft.
If it were phrased as, what's the problem, what are all the alternatives, I understand there's some urgency to it, but you could have just as easily changed the gate codes and called the tenants with yep. the codes to work things out for the next week or two rather than acting autocratically.
Yep.
So that was me with a knee-jerk reaction, and I do apologize. And write down what you guys want to see change with that, and we will go ahead and change it.
We're here to help, man.
Yeah. That's why we need more businesses.
I think it's not okay. You guys came with this stuff. You must have thought about it, and there must be an idea from you guys. You cannot just say we implemented that, and if you want something else, then come up with an idea. I mean, you guys who came up with it, you should also have an idea how you solve this kind of issues that we are discussing. If you do it in the aftermath, you don't tell me you just said, hey, everybody gets a clicker. That's it. Or only certain people get a click. You had ideas about it. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it would be nice to have your thoughts first, and then we can discuss how we go from there. It's just like,
Okay. Would you guys like us to call you on an emergency basis if we need to have an airport committee meeting that's not scheduled and we need to get some comments?
If we have issues,
what's the proper way in the city to go about convening these guys?
You have to provide appropriate notice under the Oregon Public Meetings Law. So 3 days.
But you could send email to everybody with that.
But this is something. It's only one point, and I think we should just finalize it now. Next week, you can just bring something.
I think I agree, guys.
We can sit together. We can together think about something. I have no problem with that.
No, that's fine.
We're trying to do what the direction of, and yes, there may have been a knee-jerk reaction, but that was just for the moment. Now that we've had a chance to look at it, if there's some changes, I mean, we work for you guys, so just tell us, hey, we think this is wrong. We want it to be this way, and
that's fine.
Perfectly reasonable.
Like I said, it definitely, after the phone calls I had received, it was a knee-jerk reaction, and it was, we're going to tighten up security. So that, I admit that. That was my fault, and I'm sorry, Mark. And I'm sorry to the committee for not coming to you guys with it.
So let's just sit together and do something, and then next week we show something, some ideas.
We got to get two new keypads, unfortunately. So, I mean, we can install the keypads. Now, my question about Boeing Field, do they have a security detail up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, we talked about doing that the same thing. The difference is their keypads are connected to phone lines. So when you punch in a code, it goes into a central database, and they know by who punched in that code, they know who's going in what gate. We talked about having that at the airport, but that means running phone lines to all the different keypads. And that cost is astronomical right now. So that's the difference between Newport and Boeing Field. Yes, they have keypads, but their keypads are connected to phone lines, and that goes into a central place, and there's a guy sitting there, and he can see right there at that gate who's going in and out of those gates. So to compare it to Newport's not really fair.
Manassas, we just had one of those electronic badges, I don't know what that's inside it, but you'd wave it near.
See, the same thing. Those require
a phone. The other thought was by changing the gate code, it still gets out to the community, and that's how this gentleman got in. Mm-hmm. Of course, he
used an old code.
He would have been there,
Terry.
Hold on.
But anyways, I have to. It's 2:40, so okay. I got to get going.
We need to redo the system, because
that's fine.
In case there could be a tsunami someday.
Well, and the other issue is,
and this system is not going to work.
Especially when the power goes out.
By the way,
the keypad still isn't going to work if the power goes out. But security is
one time. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Security has got to be an issue up there for you guys for safety. You don't want people coming in on all hours who can access your guys' hangars without you being there. So I would think that anything that we need to come up with and discuss as a committee, we need to make sure that you guys have a comfortable level of security for your peace of mind while you're away. Who's got the code to this? Who's going in here? Is somebody, that was really the whole premise behind it, was giving people the secured feeling that their field and their property and their safety is going to be number one inside the perimeter fence lines.
What would be helpful before anything else is kind of lay out that problem statement. So what is it that we are not at that we need to be at?
And then we can figure out what's the right solution.
The reason why I think that is because the person you're talking about is a licensed pilot and has every right to have access to inside the fence.
Right.
So trying to solve a problem of excluding someone who has the right to get in there doesn't seem like
that's part of your problem statement might help. Yeah.
Well, we're...
Well, not only that, I signed up a contractor. I got a contractor coming to work on my plane or my hangar. Mm-hmm. I'm taking care of business in Vancouver, Washington. Are you going to let him in?
Hey, you guys,
these are the things that should have run before, because we're the ones that have airplanes. We're the ones that need access. And sometimes it might be somebody else other than me.
Hey, but we have made it. I think we came together that we will come up with a solution.
Yes.
A proposal next week, right? Or next time when we meet, right?
Okay. Yeah. In July.
And we should perhaps discuss this before we meet here. We could discuss it on a Saturday meeting or whatever. We just put it on
not
the table.
Meeting.
And then
not a meeting.
Not a meeting.
Just a discussion.
A get-together. Discuss it with the pilots.
As long as there are only... Yeah. Two of you.
Okay, so some people have to go out and eat the hamburgers.
You know, this is such a serious issue, Tom. Yeah. I'm not even opposed to having a meeting before.
Yeah, we could do that.
We can schedule
that's a good idea, Mark, because it is important.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
So maybe within the next 2 weeks,
but
have another meeting with appropriate notice and have before that meeting what the problem statement is. What is the objective?
It's a security. We'll basically keep it into getting the security for the airport and getting the ideas from the tenants.
I mean, it's all risk management.
Yeah.
We've done this with computers. We've done it with other things.
Let me just quickly clarify this inaccuracy that Terry just pointed out about Boeing Field. I don't think you know Boeing Field. Each individual FBO or, an air freight operation or whatever, they're responsible for the security within their area. Okay, so they do have a security car that Boeing Aircraft has, but he doesn't take care of the rest of that. Each individual is responsible for who's going through that gate.
Right.
And so,
different areas, different areas of the airport.
And I'm sure there's a standard, but they all do it in different ways. But in all cases, they're keypads.
Okay. Well, that's a key point, though, is that they are responsible.
They're responsible.
Okay. So that basically goes back to the tenant. The tenant's responsible for letting that person, they're responsible for the person they're getting onto the field. So that's a good point Steve just made. So.
Before you leave, who can I talk to about fuel prices and our fuel?
Me.
Okay.
It'll be him.
All right, gentlemen, I apologize.
I have one more thing. Go ahead, Lance. I'll talk. You've already heard this. I have one more thing to say.
Well, Lance, before you go, a question directed to you. Do you have a copy of, or have you even seen, the emergency operation plan for the airport?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, we actually had...
We just had a tabletop exercise.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead. An airport on the tabletop?
fuel prices. Just before I left, I got a call from Corvallis Airport, and we just purchased a half load of avgas. The price has gone down for the last several months until a week ago, and it started its summer climb. And so... we checked in with David Marshall this morning, made sure we had money in the budget, and I went ahead and topped off the avgas tank. It did go up 2 cents, but the 2 cents is I think a minor adjustment, and it's going to keep me or it's going to be able to keep the prices the same. Okay, now at $5.95 we've got a discount for you guys. Your 10% brings it down to $5.30 a gallon. I just had a call from Ron Goulet this morning, who spent some time flying around, and he said, "Do you know that they're selling fuel at $5.30 a gallon at this place over here?" And
actually, Albany's $5.33.
And I said, "Well, with your discount here, you're pretty darn close to that right here on the coast." And by purchasing fuel today, I was able to top off the tanks, and I think I will be able to keep the price solid all the way through the summer months.
So that'll keep us in fuel without.
Yes.
Buying more.
We just got it okay. So we're able to keep these prices. The jet fuel.
What's the pump price for jet fuel A?
$5.70 with Pris.
Mark, you asking for jet fuel, that makes me think.
$5.70?
You're allowed to try and use jet fuel on your plane.
Once.
and again, if you pull up and look at our prices, one of the things that's happening, everybody that seems to be flying into Newport, our fuel is high compared to Lebanon and that kind of thing. But the guys that are flying in here from Seattle and flying in from the Bay Area, they are loving our fuel prices.
How can you say that? We're not even on the list.
From what, Jeff?
We're a buck high, buck 20 higher than everybody.
For on Jet A?
Yes.
Right. This is based on what we purchased this load. So, you know, I get these numbers from the finance department. They tell me how much to mark it up and how much to mark it down. So,
you don't have anything to do with the fuel prices?
Setting the prices?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I take the price that we pay for fuel, and I take that, and David sits down, crunches the number, and said, here's what I recommend the prices be. So
I'd have our airport manager go to AirNav and 100lowlead.com.
David be the marketing specialist for the city?
No. Are you saying, Terry, that the increase on jet fuel was just recent?
No, no. These are comments. This is customer service. This is beautiful stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought there was a fuel. I did last meeting.
Top of AirNav it is.
Everybody here has always complimented you and the staff how wonderful you guys take care of our customers.
Okay.
But I don't know why we're buck 30 higher than everybody.
On jet. Well, I think Terry identified the problem, and it's not his his issue. It's more of a finance trying not knowing. It's like me setting the market for Chevron over here because I think I need so much money. No one cares how much you paid for fuel. They go by what the market bears, and you can't make if you bought it high. You lost. You know,
Jeff,
you have to be.
I get what you're saying, but I'm comparing apples to apples.
Well, that's what the point is. It's not Terry's
and Hillsboro.
There's the prices on top there.
Unless you can buy the options for the coming year like the airlines do. You don't have stability.
No, you don't.
Steve's saying less at Boeing Field than he pays here.
Sure. I thought I had receipts out there just recently, the last 2 weeks, and I pay $4.17 a gallon at Boeing Field, and I pay even less money at Oakland International Airport.
And you know what? There are refineries very close to both of those places.
That's true.
And it's a heck.
Well, then, Terry, how come they're selling jet fuel down in? How come they're selling jet fuel?
Could we? Do you think that we sell more
for $4.10?
Do you think that we sell more if we're more competitive? Like Hillsboro, Terry?
Sure.
Hillsboro is $4.39.
Yeah, and I'm already feeling the direction this is going. So what you guys? You think I take these prices that we have the fuel, and I go into the finance, and I said, okay, here's what we bought the fuel for. The last time I went in there, they said, can you get a hold of Gene Cozy and find out? Okay, that's what I'm just giving you the exact truth.
Who told you that?
Well, that's what I was hurting.
Okay. just listen. Do you want me to finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you get a hold of Gene Cozy and find out how he was pricing the fuel? And I said, no. I think we need to figure our own way of doing fuel.
Yeah.
So I went into the finance department and I said, here's what we paid for the fuel. What's your recommendation? Here's what the other people are going for. Here's what our neighbors are selling their fuel for. Here's how much we paid for this fuel. What can we do? So we came up with a 20% mark of cost, okay? That's our base price on how we're going to base the fuel. So, you know, if we have a chance to get some profit out of it, then fine. Hey, we can make a little bit of profit. But, you know, I have a guy who comes in, flies in from out of, or goes to another airport, and then comes in and says, hey, I paid $4 something a gallon for this fuel. Why, you know, basically ask me, why aren't I paying that here?
Yeah, well,
and
Coos Bay's $4. It's a big difference. If it was 25, 35 cents.
Big difference. And part of it is because we are also a branded Phillips 66 fuel. The city signed a contract with these guys. And part of that contract is also providing insurance for the trucks. Now, some of the places like Lebanon, they have gone off from using branded fuel. They're using town pump gas.
They're not even on here.
No, they don't. They use AV Web.
Okay, well, I just mean it's different from where we purchase our fuel
sounds
from.
Sounds like a poor choice on our part. Like, why don't you call Gene Cozy and see what he recommends?
I'm not going to do that.
Thank you, Terry.
Wally. I think we can come up with it ourselves.
Yeah.
So far, you're not doing
Hillsboro. Hillsboro's for
well, if you don't like the way I'm doing it, then you can send direction and you can replace me. I'm trying to do the best I can, and you know, this is the first one of these you've been to, so. Any other things you'd like to say? Get it off your chest.
No, we're going to stick with the fuel here.
I'm really trying to.
We understand
that. But Terry, so where does it go from here? But there must be, now we said that it's too high and so on. Is there a possibility that, first of all, we get a breakdown of the prices? And another thing is, can we talk about because what's at the end of the day, America? It cannot be a subsidized of the town of Newport. I mean, the no. town of Newport cannot subsidize this whole stuff. So it must be still a little profit margin of this, mm-hmm. right? Well, I know that you see it different because you're buying the stuff.
Well, Tom, to tell you the truth, I haven't bought gas here outside of when I really needed it.
Yeah. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I used to go out of my way to support this area.
Terry, my concern is not you. My concern is all we have for revenue.
Okay, gentlemen,
all we have at the city, you know, at the airport for revenue, to pay you guys, is fuel. Fuel. That's all we have. We don't have pilot services, which we should. We don't have scenics. All we have is fuel.
Yeah.
I want to get competitive so we can sell more fuel, especially because the money mm-hmm. is in Jet A.
But somebody needs to do a market analysis, say, if it was lowered by X, how much more business will we get to make the gas?
We've been trying to get a fuel policy
well,
for years.
Get my business, I can tell you that.
We've been trying to do this for years, and apparently these guys go in there to Jim Marshall's office, whoever says, sell it for this. Right. Well, has Jim Marshall seen this?
David Marshall.
David Marshall, has he seen this?
Well, I would assume, yes.
I thought we had maybe a policy that I heard, and maybe Terry tried to be within 10% of the average market area.
So we're right. We are right in the...
I thought they tried to be within 10%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're right in the middle of that.
I mean, if you're at 10%, is that...
Well, that'd be more reasonable. We're not in the middle, because Florence is 460.
Well, Florence is... Jet A?
Yes.
So that can be as much...
They have jet fuel? They have jet A?
No.
They are. And look at...
Aurora's 440, so we're not in the middle.
Jets flying to Florence.
And I'm not blaming you. I'm not pointing fingers, but we need to get more competitive.
Well, when did you print that?
It's last night.
Okay.
Hillsborough, 439.
Okay.
So you told me that you take this into David Marshall's office, say, here's what our competitors are doing.
Well, no, I printed it off of region. I printed off the region, has Northwest region, has the Central region, and it takes an average of all of those.
Of everybody.
Right.
Okay, that's what I took into it.
But Pendleton might not be our competitor. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that's nice to get a baseline price, but I want us to get, and maybe we can't, Terry, but okay. I would like to get us to get more competitive, so guys like this would plop down his credit card, and we can put $1,200 of Chris in his
Bill. One of the things that we've been doing is we've been going after some military stuff, and the military has been putting Newport on their list now to start.
Have those helicopters been stopping? I can see them on the approach.
Yeah. Because you guys have been taking good care of them.
We've been asking them to stop, and then we've been giving them food.
Good.
They're paying pump price, mm-hmm. listed price. They could get discounts if they wanted to, but they're perfectly happy plopping down their credit card and getting a free pizza. So,
wait, what's wrong with sandwiches? I take huge offense to pizza.
Well, I threw you in the loop once.
I said, all you got to do is call me.
That's right, but then you asked me, who's going to pay for this? And remember we got in the loop?
Well, it's the six
of them. Yeah, that's what I thought. Guys. Yeah, it was free until it actually happened.
Okay, where are we now in regards to discussion? Yeah. What would you like to have him do?
I would like to, and I would like to see every month, I would like to see how much we're selling, you know, a graph. Okay. I've wanted that, because that's all we have, Terry. That's all we have.
I agree, and that's why I've been going after more and more fuel sales. And the military seemed like a place to start right now. They're already using us for training. Has anyone asked them for their business? And it turns out, no, nobody had. So we are now asking them for their business. So
that's actually not correct. We checked with them, and they will put us on the list if we can show 1,500 gallons a month to them.
You're right, Wally. There is a
and that's in the
business. It's a GSI counter.
Yeah, if they're buying at list,
we must be getting close on that.
Well, there's two types, isn't there, on government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a special government terminal now in the airport, so we can take government cards over the computer and charge them out.
I have another question for this. What I understand is that you purchased the fuel when? the jet
well,
fuel?
When it runs out, I guess.
When did he buy it? Because basically the thing is, everything's based on the price that he purchased it for.
The base
not
price.
Not what yeah. the price is at other places now.
No, because, sir.
I mean, if I have Boeing as my customer and mm-hmm. they have their test flights, I make how many millions of gallons
right.
per
so
year?
So you can keep your fuel prices
it's a different
pretty low.
Fuel price.
Right.
Yeah. So you, it's difficult, difficult to compare. With the others on the coast and so on, the question is, why are we higher? And this is something that you have to figure out, I think. And obviously, we might be higher if we have purchased higher, right?
Well, that my point would be, who cares? That's inimportant. If you're higher, and everybody's bought gas low, and you're stuck with a bunch of gas, no one feels sorry for you. They're not going to pay extra to get your gas. So you got to be, bite the bullet and lose it.
I think Thomas's point is that possibly the contract that we've entered into.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Not a good contract, and maybe we should.
Not as good, maybe, but in overall, probably by the time your insurance and trucks.
So he's going to go ahead every month and make sure that the committee has the information how many gallons have been sold.
I'd also like us in a subcommittee or something to see how we can get more competitive with our neighbors.
I'm with you. So
north, yeah.
I mean, Doug, if it was 35 cents, 40 cents, people are going to expect, but $1.80 a gallon? It's a lot.
That's significant. But you can only do this strategically every few months when you're buying new to know what your margin is going to be.
Well, obviously something is wrong because we're not even in the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, flight traffic PDX is 613, and us we're 570. We're not even in the hunt. We're not even close. So I don't know. And again, Terry, I'm not blaming you. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm saying we need to get more competitive.
I'll take the blame. I mean, that's my job is to set these things. So, boy, I will certainly.
No, you're not. You're not setting these things. David Marshall is setting prices.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I at least gathered the information for you. So what I'll do is, when we meet next month, I will have our total fuel sales, say year to date, if that would give you an idea, what we paid for the price or what we paid for our fuel load, so you can see what our markup is. And boy, I would love some help and some input and.
Okay.
Because I have, we tell the customers we're not a commissioned airport, so the employees have no say whatsoever in setting the price of fuel. This is 100% policy done by the city of Newport, and I will go in the direction you guys asked me to.
If this is true, that you you might purchase the stuff too expensive, which is possible, right?
Mm. Well, some of it is we don't have the volume.
You guys mentioned Boeing before. Boeing Aircraft Company has their own fuel sources, so don't lump them into.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy said, what's his name? There's a lot of jets going forward. Back at all the business jets, and they make a lot of turnover.
Do you have the truck logs? Do you have the fuel logs?
Yes, I do.
Of
our fuel. Okay, there you go.
That'll give you the flowage.
I'll tell you what's going on, and then also Chuck's been really good. He's been getting the spreadsheets on the Excel, so he's been updating those. They've been years where nobody's been updating them, but Chuck's been working on updating. So each month now we're able to track with a graph, and we can compare to last year's fuel sales compared to this year's. And we can see what's going on a monthly basis.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Do you think if we were more competitive within at least a 30, 35 cent price range with our neighbors, that you would sell more Jet A?
Well, I don't know. When people come in here right now, Citation just flew in from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he bought 700 gallons worth of fuel. And it didn't seem his prices. It just didn't seem to make a difference, Mark. So, could we get some more? Hey, I think it would make a big difference with the military.
I just wish we could be in a top 10 list, man.
Okay.
The being overpriced, we're not going to get into a price war with people in the valley.
That's not what we want.
Well, what the $1.80 difference will do is keep people away.
You could be right. That's
they'll either tanker fuel in from somewhere else, or they just won't come here. They'll go to Astoria or Pittsburgh.
All right.
Okay, Kerry's going to supply you with the information for next month and for what's happened the last year or the last 6 months, and then we can go ahead and discuss it.
Right in our range.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm glad this came up because this, I think, has been boiling a little period of time, so I think this is very positive this is going to be done.
Yeah, let's get it.
This is something, Mark, that you've talked about the last couple of years.
I have. because that's all we've got.
That's correct.
I don't care about my soup sales. I care about my sandwich sales.
I understand.
Okay. I don't care about the map sales.
Yeah.
Okay. The sectionals. Gallons. I want fuel.
Yeah.
I agree. And we need to sell more, and I think we can.
Okay.
So.
Good point, Wally.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, update on the hangar leases. Peggy sent everything out for everybody to review for discussion at this meeting, and hopefully comes to consensus. Do I hear any comments in regards to the lease?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Talking about the T-hangar, right?
Yes.
I'm prejudiced. I'm the other side of this contract, right?
That's right. So you recuse yourself.
No, objectionable.
I just wanted to make sure.
What he said was he has a potential conflict of interest.
No, I don't. Actually, the thing is, the advantage of this meeting, and this is what I've tried to point out to Mr. Wolbeck several times, the advantage is that you have both sides on the table and you can discuss things here. If you just go one side, then you have to go find the others somewhere at the airport and talk to them. So I think that's a great advantage of this meeting. So I have looked at this thing briefly because unfortunately I didn't find it in my incoming mail. I have two things. The access issues need to be somehow explained in here, how we do this with the access. If this is an issue. If it's not an issue, we just leave it out. This is
whatever. Access into your T-hangar?
Yeah, into the hangar. Okay.
Maybe we should put some security thing in here.
Or something. It's also the obligation of the guy that has the T-hangar or the hangar at all, any hangar, that they have to make sure that on their access, that they are responsible for the people that are in the vicinity, right?
Yeah.
That's a safety thing.
How do you do that?
If I invite you to come to my hangar, okay. I give you my clicker.
Someone shows up and commits some heinous
that's a different one,
terrorist act.
No, that's not.
How many people do you think are going to raise their hand and say they invited?
No, but when you come, I'm responsible for the kids. For instance, if somebody, my kids comes in, right?
Certainly, and then you play soccer. You're responsible for them anyway, right?
Yeah, but whoever I let in into the airport, I'm responsible for, right?
That's reasonable.
Yes. Right? And I think that's normal.
And I
it
think
should be
that
in the contract as a part.
You know, as a father, if my kids were up there, I would want to know that if they went there and I wasn't there, that they were safe as well from anybody else who might be in the area.
That's also a point.
Interesting.
Not being attacked.
I want to know if they were there without you.
Well, they're a little young yet.
So we have to.
Yeah.
We have to put something in about the access and the security, okay. And because so it was
9.6.
You have a couple of them, right?
So that's fairly open, and I think it probably should remain open because security, as we've seen since 9/11, the rules change. The policies are going to change. So simply, this is the acknowledgement that you will comply with the rules. It might help to locate where those rules are.
Yeah.
At least reference them, but not try and incorporate them. Otherwise, we'll be continuously updating these leases.
Yeah. The leases, remember, it's you're leasing the use of a particular spot.
Right.
And leases don't, you don't want to include every, you have the thing and you follow airport rules and regulations, but you don't want to list every single thing in a lease because you're paying for a space.
Okay, in that case, then it's only the access point.
9.6 should reference where the rules are, but leave it as it is because it's relatively open.
Well, I don't know. How would you do that, Doug? I mean, reference for the rule. What rules are you talking about?
Well, it says we'll comply with federal airport security regulations.
I think he wants to see like AC number 150 and whatever the regulations are, or would that?
Any airport, you know,
there are chapters,
rules, or references you would have.
Well, it would be just the AC,
right? So I think that's the authority.
The reference of AC
reference
number.
The AC number.
Okay.
Reference what?
An AC number. We'll look it up. Right. The circular.
Well,
advisory
specifically. Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay, and is that a moving target, or do you?
It does get updated, but it's always that number.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm saying it's better just put a reference in there, like a footnote, so people won't say, what rules? I don't know.
Okay, why don't you get that to me so I can amend this for next time?
Otherwise, I think this is pretty good.
There was another issue. You and I talked about an issue earlier, and
the only other thing that I brought up and have been in real estate before, and you can check with, I guess check and see if the lawyer's okay with that, but generally when you refer to a 30-day term, it's not recalled a lease.
I know, I thought about that, but I didn't know how else to, I mean...
It's called month-to-month tenancy.
Month-to-month tenancy
is usually rather referred to. Then there's a lot of legal rules with that part.
I think
you
could call it a T-hanger use agreement.
You could do that, too.
Yeah. That would be a little bit more
general.
Or tenant agreement?
Tenant agreement, yeah, would be okay.
That's the simplest, yeah, because I could use tenant. Replace the word lease with tenant.
Okay.
Okay.
And that gets to your point about not a lease. But you probably want to scavenge the document. Well, the document's full of leaseor, lessee. Yeah. Is that still valid?
No.
No.
You just changed the word tenant to tenant.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
all.
Have to turn it into
okay,
tenant.
Did you have something else?
Tenant and landlord?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The thing is, I was looking at 9.3, and I was looking at 9.32. There's a lot of, yeah, no, we don't have to read this. But there's a lot of redundancy in this thing.
Yeah.
Environmental laws, first of all, it's obviously written by somebody from the town of Newport, and then it's been written by the FAA again. So we should probably reduce it to one of this. Perhaps we can steam this together. I have a look and talk to you later.
I think
this.
We found that last lease, too. We had redundancy, and we replaced, we just used 9.32 instead of the 9.3.
I think that would solve the problem.
Yeah, because that refers to federal or every
yeah.
Other.
And then
the
you federal. Could actually, so delete 9.3 and turn it into
9.32
into 9.3.
Perhaps there's something other valuable in there what I overread. I have to
9.32 is really a definition. It doesn't replace 9.3.
No.
Says what the definition of has yes. Terms is, or has just materials is. So you
what
probably
you
want to include the first part of preamble.
Yes, you probably have to steam it together somehow.
Let's see.
I don't think we should do this in the circle. Let's just do it.
No.
Sit together and then come up with something and then I think about it.
Send me your suggestions
I think
on
send
that.
Your proposal.
And then I'll tweak it for the next meeting.
And there's another one like that. This is about Civil Rights Act. And then 22 and 23.2. It's also an FAA term and then something that comes from somebody else.
Probably our lawyer.
It says civil rights, let's see, will not
oh, that's when we
on the grounds of race, creed, color, national origin, or any other. I'm as
that
immigrant, I'm very...
Okay, we can strike the national origin.
All right.
Germans included.
Discriminated
or permit.
Anyway, this is 22, right? And when you look at 23.1, and it comes with a similar terms here.
Excuse me, what number?
20.2.
You know what? I think you're on the old one.
You're on the old one.
Yep.
Because I'm now confused.
Oh, that's geez. The one you gave me just now.
It's the one I have here, and you handed out.
Unless you out right.
Max, is there another copy of the new
There's this 20.2.
I don't know if those are the new ones.
I think he's working on that
old one. Yeah, you're working on the old one.
I don't know.
Special one for immigrants.
That's right.
For the immigrants, if they know that they're
the same page, it looks the same. I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I have 23 as interpretation and
no,
liability.
No, 20.2.
Oh, 20.2. Oh, Civil Rights Act.
Yes. And then 23.2. 20.32. It's also a Civil Rights Act. It's also...
20.3 number two.
It says the same thing. No person on the grounds of race, color, and national origin shall be excluded from participate, and so on, and denied. And here it says shouldn't be discriminated. Perhaps there's a chance that we also steam this together.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate that. This is double. Gives me a safe feeling, but...
We can do that.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's only I have.
Okay, anybody else? Mark?
What did you say, Walt?
You can't run a business out of here.
In regards to this?
Discriminate against anybody you're going to hire.
I didn't just pull this out of my backside.
Yeah. I understand Wes has a lease with the city, or upstairs.
Yes, he does.
He wrote off on this too. Who negotiated that lease and the legalese, and who documented that lease?
Pardon me?
With our new tenant upstairs. Was that taken to the legal department?
No, that was taken to Jim.
So Jim is the one that negotiated the terms?
Yes.
It's a month-to-month.
And it's a signed lease. It's a pay as written up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a lease.
Okay.
And just for clarification, the health department came out. Les was interested in maybe opening a restaurant upstairs. So the health department came out and gave a
review.
Just a review, and gave, let him know, hey, you're going to have to put in sinks. Mark, you're familiar with all of this. And so, yes, that's why that was that's why that was in there.
Okay.
But I think after further review,
not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
But he still,
for hot food, you can't do it.
You know, he still does have his small office up there that he's leasing and doing some stuff with. So, but that's where that came from. So that's just a clarification.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd love to have a restaurant up there.
Yeah.
I'd rather have one of those destination restaurants, like a 94th Aero Squad.
Well, that'd be nice, yeah. It's too small.
We have one. It's called a microwave.
Okay, anything else? Anything else regards to the lease? Does Peggy have the information that she...
Well, I'll tweak it, and then we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Before final.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's, we pay anyway, right?
The 100 we pay anyway.
No change.
Is there any other changes she needs to make? Because I think the second, no, this is at least the second, maybe the third time we've looked at this one to make sure that what she has we can approve next time.
This is the second time on this, yeah. And so I think that the third time we ought to be able to tweak it and finalize it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for me? Because I'm already 15 minutes late for a doctor's appointment, but I didn't want to. I'll be late if there's more questions.
Then they can wait anyhow when you get there.
Yeah, but I will wait if anybody has another question.
Yeah, and the self-service working too. Everything's
in regards to the price. It's come up the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
it's not a new thing.
Wally's got a question.
The runway project. I'm assuming that there was some interim submittals on document drawings and specifications. You have those at the FPL.
That would have to go through Melissa. Melissa's doing this. She's the special projects person, and Melissa would have access to documents and stuff like that.
So you don't have a copy of those drawings?
They're in her office. Why?
I believe I do, but I'm saying I think Melissa is who you need to direct that to and get a copy of, if that's what you're after.
Oh, I see. So I wouldn't talk to the FPL manager for documents concerning the airport. Is that that's what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's what you're hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you notifying the FAA to issue notams whenever you guys do your inspections up and down? Are you giving notice?
Are we issuing notams?
Are you calling the FAA to issue a notam for when you're going up and down the runway inspection?
No.
If you close the runway, you should. But other than that,
yeah, it's a thing. Are there notams out at present?
For the people
moving target.
Yeah.
Should be, yeah.
You should check them. They're out there.
Yeah.
We
check
them.
The FAA or something.
Yeah. So you should check the. We encourage everybody. We had a gentleman that drove around the barricades onto the grass and then came up to a. came up to a close and then started basically kind of raising his voice at us. What are these barricades doing here? And we said, sir, there is a notam issued. And he says, I don't check notams. No, those were his exact words. I don't check notams. Now, how do I get to the ramp? You know, so we had to go pull the barricades out of the way, get the guy onto the ramp. So, yeah, check notams. We've been issuing notams. We also issue self-cancellation, so they'll self-cancel themselves once the issue has been corrected. But these notams are out, and Lance checks them. I check them, and we encourage everybody to check the notams.
Yeah, I checked to see if there was a notam when I saw you guys going down a runway.
We have to do an inspection. No, we don't issue notams for an inspection.
Well, if you got a guy coming in on an ILS, a G4 or something like that.
Absolutely.
And
that's why we do a radio call before we go.
Yeah.
And we say Newport traffic, airport maintenance vehicle is entering runway 16 for an inspection. any aircraft in the area, please advise. Now,
Barry,
he may not be on, he may still be on Seattle Centers, so he hasn't, we can't even hear him yet. Then he'll finally make the call on the ILS inbound. That's when we will, every time I've heard this, we said, aircraft inbound, airport maintenance, we're going to be off the edge of the runway, we'll stay out of your way till you're on the ground and safe. So
we switch your local frequency?
Hold on. Yeah. So, now, go ahead. You got something to nail me on? Go ahead.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you read the FARs on this particular issue?
Several times. So
really? Okay, well, then you'll probably be able to remember the one that you read that says when the airport is below minimums and the runway is fouled, you have to issue a notum until the runway is cleared again. The reason why is because we don't have a tower, and the G4 that is coming in has no requirement to listen to 122.8 before it lands.
Okay,
so what FAR is that?
If you have a vehicle on the runway, if he breaks out at 200, he's not going to see it.
That's just below minimum.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be out there in the fog checking the runway.
Well, okay. they do.
Well, point well taken, Wally.
That's expensive. Can you imagine the accident and the cost?
But then again,
and the death?
That's not under IFR. That's only below minimums.
No, it has to be low IFR. If it's below minimums, then hopefully it wouldn't have.
Thank you guys. Anybody has any questions? I'm Sunday through Wednesday. Anytime anybody has a question, I'll be more than happy to help them out. All right, thanks guys.
Okay, in the committee, are there comments?
You're going to have to order more of them, by the way.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I'm concerned that we apparently have a $9 million project that has a set of construction drawings that are going out to bid tonight at 12 o'clock that no one in this room has actually laid eyes on. That concerns me a lot.
That's why I asked. And I will go to her office when I leave here and ask.
Well, but this is a project that this has been in the works for what? Year and a half? Causey's to be made this original program. He's been gone a year.
Well,
and you guys still haven't even seen a preliminary drawing on what's going on here?
I've asked for them, Wally.
I think we have.
Well, and I know a lot of people have, and I'm really concerned that nobody seems to have enough regard for this committee to actually even deliver a preliminary drawing.
They're tough.
And I get this load from Terry that, well, if you want him, you better go ask some guy out here in the bus stop to get him, because he's not going to do anything about it, even though he did admit that he has them. If that's the kind of attitude this airport management has, then I can see why things are not going well out at the airport.
What he raised is a good point. There's different points you have to look at. First of all, I know we have not seen, or I have not seen, anything that's a complete plan. Even so, she has explained points of it, but a complete plan for 9 million I have not seen, and I'm not aware of.
It's an engineering document with, what, 100 pages?
It doesn't matter. It's a good point. It actually meets what we were discussing about, what is this meeting here for. Actually, this is exactly what we should do, what should be our task. We should revise things like this. We should talk about what's going on at the airport and then should put in our proposals, and we should know about it, right?
We need to be more involved.
I know there was a time when this was not this meeting. Actually, Raf told me about something about the lease or something. The former airport manager said, "I don't even have to talk to you, even so that you're airport committee." I think this is a new time, right? We should actually now forget about all the past, and we should really start over again, and we should give ourselves time, and we should come together.
Well, what the part that concerns me about this is that any other public project, including the public projects we've done in the city here, have the preliminary drawings, the D&D drawings, the 60% drawings, 90% drawings, all those are available for the public to take a look at and make a comment on. Yeah. And the purpose of that, more than anything, not to generate engineering data or approval, but to get the people who are actually paying for this thing to get on board with what's going on and take ownership in the project when it's completed. And the fact that this whole thing has been being done
top secret,
in the secret, in the dark, it concerns me that when we get all done, who's going to be able to say that it was actually done right if they've never seen a set of drawings? It's not good public policy to do large multi-million dollar projects without continuous public input in order to generate ownership by the people who are actually paying for it.
But it met the criteria of the FAA, who's paying for
FAA doesn't own this airport, and they are not responsible for this airport.
But
they just
responsible
make you
for the
responsible
specifications
for
by which these plans were done.
Well, but he said so a good word. Nobody has even made have a conflict.
He said ownership. I've been to city halls, and I bet you have too, when they're doing new projects where there's a pool or something, and they're proud of their project, and they want the people to come in and see the blueprints, and look what we're doing, and it generates talk. Mm-hmm. I could knock on 100 doors right now and say, do you know what we're doing at the airport? Newport has an airport. Mm-hmm. This is what he's talking about.
We
want to be proud of what we're doing, and it shouldn't be in secret. And if we ask for a document, we shouldn't, we'll have it next week. I've been talking for 3 years about getting fuel here, Mr. Chairman, and you know it. I want to do something. I want to make sure we're competitive, because that's all we have. And I have asked for documents. I'm not an engineer. I just want to see them and say, wow, look what we're doing.
Lance has gone to get Melissa. Hopefully she'll bring the documents. I don't know if it will help you at this point. Are they
I think they should be prominently displayed in a public forum.
Melissa?
They should probably most.
They should be made public so people come in and say, what, you're kidding me? You're getting a new runway at the airport? People want to, let's generate some excitement about what's going on down here. You guys are working your freaking butts off. Let's have the public come down and see what's going on.
Well, Manassas Airport, they used to put them up on the wall at the airport for all phases. At least you can kind of see what was going on in the
building. Is there anything to put up at the airport at this point? But there might be tomorrow, right?
Thursday.
Like a coffee table book.
So Thursday, Melissa says that there will be information to put up at the airport. I know what you are saying, that you wish you would have had input into the project earlier.
Oh, wait. I can speak to that. The FAA, I don't know, would have allowed you to have input into it.
I'm not an engineer.
Oh, okay.
I just want to get excited.
They take your input.
But we have a lot of engineers here, and not input, but why is it top secret? I've been asking for drawings since this whole thing started, because I was very concerned, quite honestly, that we're going to lose 0220. We're going to lose it. Gone. Rumors, and they said, well, that's not going to happen. How do I know?
It's nice to see the picture.
It's nice to see the picture. Thank you, Doug. I've been asking for it forever.
It's also nice to think that maybe it's not being concealed from.
It's not being concealed,
no.
Trust me.
To be honest,
we've heard that.
If anybody's asked me for them, I didn't know that they were asking for them, because I could have given copies of the 90%.
No, I think we have a
thing. You're the second engineer that's been put into
this
group.
Part of
so
it
it's possible that it was asked for from Ted. And he maybe
I have pre-design reports you can look at. I have 90%. I've got that now if you want to come down and look at it.
We're told by the FBO manager that we had to come see you, but he had them, but he would not show them to you.
No, he didn't say that. He said to come see you. She's an engineer, so she's
better. I hope we can move beyond
her.
The past, all of you have been saying today, and just move forward. Work with Melissa. She's she's really talented project manager and engineering person, and nothing is secret. You can go down to her office and see it, and let's work together and try to make things a little bit more smooth. And we all want to provide everything you want.
Just give me a little warning, because I got stacks of paper. I got stacks of paper. But really, I have a geotech report that we're using to base some of the milestones on the project. You're welcome to read that. I honestly did not know any of you wanted to see it. No. No one had ever told me that.
This was a point that just
the
came.
The airport manager has been notified many times that we wanted to see that.
And I'm sure, you're right. Ever since I heard of this, I said, 90
members
of
the city
council
have also
been
notified that we wanted to see that.
Yeah, so anyway, I would.
All
the next meeting, I don't want the
109
pages, but I'd love to see a 90% report. Say, look at you guys, we're not losing 0220. It's right there, right? How fun.
Melissa, is it possible to... Is that an electronic report, the 90% report?
Yes, but they're 11x17, so you can't just print them anywhere.
But
how can we look at it on the computer if we post it on our website?
Yes, but I would ask, since we are this close to bid, that you wait until the 100% are out.
Yeah. What's going out tomorrow?
That's a bid.
Tonight is the 100%.
Yeah, okay.
We're out to bid.
That would be good.
So you don't have to do it until 12:30.
What would be nice? What would be nice from a promotion point of view also would be
staff.
Is it in the habit of the city to release any press releases?
Yes, it is.
It depends on what the situation is.
Because rather than having somebody who doesn't know anything about the airport try and write about the airport, it might be nice to have a folksy piece composed as a press release from the city to advertise. Not for bid,
little PR,
but for folks in the county to know about it.
Let me tell you, she's really good at public PR because the Bayfront people are always up in arms, so she's good at it.
When we go into construction, if you want to be on a what I call a newsletter list, I will send them out either biweekly, weekly if it's really crazy and there needs to be a lot of people notified, and I will give you project updates. From a construction standpoint,
and we just need to create the website. A little blurb.
They go everywhere.
Well, on the airport page.
What we were discussing. First of all, the first step was we should in the future just get more into this project. It's a problem from us. It's a corporation thing.
Knowledge base.
How we work with each other. That's one thing. I know that you have presented it before, right? And then everything. But now Raleigh raised the question, do you know exactly what's going on there? And I must say for myself, I don't know exactly, and you can say this is my problem. I could have asked you. But the thing is, we should probably in the future just go through this project, understand the project, and perhaps it's a chance for the next meeting that we just go through this project.
If at the next meeting you would like me to do a presentation, I would be happy to do that.
Can you do
that?
That'd be nice.
Perfect.
Is there anything you'd like to do, a short PowerPoint? Would that help?
Well, I'd say probably just having the documents available for anyone to view when they wanted to see. Yeah. Typically, when a project like this occurs in the library or something else, there's some kind of a table with with preliminary drawings or pictures or renderings or something to show people what's going to happen at the library. And so that the people who patronize the library can say, hey, this is going to be really cool. I really want to see. And they're aware of what's going on. The problem I'm having here is that we're going out to bid on $9 million worth of construction tonight at midnight, and no one that I know has ever seen a drawing, not even one drawing, a conceptual drawing on what's going to happen there. So when people ask me, what's all the cones and stuff out there, I haven't any idea. I have no knowledge, basis, fact, or paper to refer to say, well, here, you can look right in here, and this will show you everything that you need.
Well, Wally, your point is well taken, and I think the staff has learned a good lesson from this. And so next meeting, Melissa's going to come and give an update on the rehabilitation of 1634.
Let me offer another suggestion. Why don't you have the contract documents on the coffee table out at the airport for the next Saturday barbecue?
I think that too.
That
wouldn't be bad. We should have a copy at the airport on public display, I think.
Well,
or available.
Okay, I'm going to make myself very unpopular here. Please hear me all the way out. Please hear me all the way out. There needs to be a filter between the public and the contractor. And so that's normally why we don't put contract documents out on the coffee table. The drawings, I don't have a problem with the drawings.
Right.
The contract documents are different.
You want to see the spec sheets and all that. We want to see the specifications. How are the lights going to be different than it was? What's the shed profile?
The contract documents if I want to do that.
Well, and that's fine, and you can do that. I'm not saying that you can't have your own copy. I'm just saying it is not, from a project management standpoint, it is not practical to put your contract documents on the table. The drawings, that's it.
But the contract document. Agenda for next meeting.
Well, what she's saying is,
I know what she's saying.
Jen and Ginny come up and say, "What is costing me? It's costing me $9 million for this." Instead of saying, "Wow, look what you guys are doing," I can certainly see the filters.
The people who are paying for this are entitled to say that.
And if they want a copy of it, they can get a copy of it.
$9 million, not us.
Huh?
The FAA's
no, we're paying.
Who do you think pays the FAA? Come on.
I know, but if you want, you go to the FAA.
I'm going to expect to see this on the agenda for next council.
Let's just be on the agenda next time. Then Peggy, she's going to give a presentation.
Yeah, I've got that, and you know, the agenda for the next council meeting, frankly, is set. I'm sorry that it's Tuesday. But if you want to bring that up at the council meeting, that whatever it is that you want to have this issue discussed at another council meeting, you can do that. Bring it up that night and say, could we add this to the agenda for the next meeting? We'll do it.
Any other business?
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry if you haven't, nobody's ever asked me for them. Or
and nobody ever asked Ted either.
They've been here for a long time.
You asked Ted?
Yes.
I've had the 90% for a long time. I think part
of the problem is we don't really have a whole lot of control over what the FAA dictates.
No,
it's not control.
It's being involved.
It's not control.
Yeah.
It's being involved.
I know, but I understand what you're saying. But I don't think anybody has been specifically saying you can't see it.
Everybody has been saying I can't see it by not delivering on their promise. I've asked for a year and a half.
It's in the meetings. I've asked when I first heard
about
it.
He's asked
Mark
the
says that
more
he has
asked
Ted for it.
And I was very concerned about, I couldn't get a definitive answer if we were going to lose 02 and how are they going to meld together, and I was concerned about that.
Well, there were, at various points, those were unknowns.
Yeah.
It did evolve.
We actually, you know, I mean, the drawings have gone through a lot in the last few weeks.
Okay, well, you know what, Melissa? Thank you. And I'm excited to see the 90%. Okay. To see my 02, 20.
I'll see the 100% tonight.
I say let's move on.
Yeah, I'll see the 10%. Yeah. I'm excited to see him.
I'm sorry that I'm being a staff bully.
Well, you have to be. Go ahead.
But I mean, your point is well taken. I think down the road, if there are other projects, we'll know as a staff when you want to see them, and we'll make sure it happens. Jim Holtberg isn't here anymore.
I understand that.
And I think Doug's got a good point.
You won't forget the past.
On down the road, as the project progresses, I think the city, that's their airport. It's a citizen's airport. I think a press release with pictures and everything would be wonderful.
It's like I said, it's pretty typical when I do a project that I do a newsletter. Okay. I did it for Bay Boulevard. I did it for South Beach.
So a particular newsletter just for that project?
It's just for the project. Wow. And it goes out to whoever who wants it. Yeah.
That's nice.
And it lets everybody know when things are changing, when things are evolving.
You kind of request to be on your email list just to be one of them.
Yeah. Do you send that to the media automatically?
If she sends it to me, I'll get it to the media.
Okay, I think that you have to pack it up, and then it'll be out there.
I'm not Walt Whitman. It's just a simple newsletter. You know, it's not great art.
Yeah.
The news people are.
Okay.
No, so. But yes, you can form the message a lot better. Too. I mean, it's still having a press release or something that we author rather than is interpreted by a foreigner.
Yeah.
It's much better for all of us.
Yeah, so that's a given. You can expect that will happen.
And then Doug's just volunteered himself to write a nice article.
There you go.
And so what I'll do is I will give Melissa all of your email addresses.
Get
you on that.
Her newsletter, yeah.
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 Okay.
And I will have lots and lots of pictures because I'm out there taking pictures of everything.
Stuff.
Go ahead.
There'll be lots and lots of dirt.
Is it going to be a Facebook page, too?
No. I don't do Facebook.
Okay, any other questions?
I have one more question.
Okay, Mark.
What is this? The written policy about mowing the box hanger little strips, is that this year?
I know in the past we can do it. There's nothing that says that we can't. In fact, we have gone over there and mowed it. So if you guys want us to continue to do that, we can. But if you would like us to stop, then
No. I just want to know if there was a policy or what.
There isn't anything, and I know that you guys rent those pad sites, and then we're responsible for
the grass and
the grass, basically the grounds around it. So,
all right,
yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me use that. It just looks nice. I appreciate that.
We got to find something to get between those in the back there because that's getting some narrow.
To that point, originally they formed a airport support group that was going to help with maintenance, and then guys were going to volunteer to do a bunch of stuff, and they were trying to get a release from liability and all that. So I don't know what happened to that, but I mean. We only have, three or four guys out there, and you're willing to mow at times. I probably would, too. And so if you need more of that, let somebody know, and we'll see if we can't get people to sign up for things that you feel they can be qualified to do.
How is that volunteer program working?
We've got it.
It's there.
I heard you had some problems with the equipment. Some of the lawnmower.
One broke, I guess, but that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, our Kubota deck. Oh, this new fiscal year, though, we're going to be able to get our new riding lawnmower for us.
The small one?
Yeah, the small one. Our small Kubota we had, the deck completely blew apart. So it there wasn't a lot more to weld on to fix it, and the PTO part itself.
So you don't have a rider right now?
No, not right now. We have been working with Parks and Rec. They've been bringing up one, and we've also been renting one periodically.
Do you have a push mower?
We do have a push mower.
Well, listen, if you get overwhelmed, the volunteers would love to spend a couple hours down there mowing and weed whacking. If it's overwhelmed, you can't do it.
Yeah, no, it we have a pretty good
Saturday
schedule.
At 2 p.m.?
So yeah, Saturday at 2 p.m. Okay. But no, if anybody wants to come down and say, hey, I want to go mow around the box hangers, definitely, sure, that's fine. You can borrow the mower and drive it over there.
Okay. We need to get the names of those volunteers, because our volunteers are covered and clearly need to be if they're using our workers' comp. So do they have a volunteer application, or should we provide one to you?
The only thing that they ever gave me was just a list that said if somebody comes up to volunteer, have them put their name on this list, and that's all we've ever done.
Well,
so if they need to have that, then I can put that with the volunteer list.
So how many regular volunteers do you have?
Can I end up this quick? I think, Melissa, there's no other question for you unless you want to mow the lawn.
Okay. I left once, though.
Here we go.
We're on the last part, aren't we?
Committee that is comments. Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
So, committee comments.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
You're there. I've talked to Lance before at different times, and he's got some good ideas for the future of the airport. And we discussed what might be happening out there in clear zones, and he's gotten rid of all this stuff. So
I actually do have something.
You probably cleared a bunch of stuff too. We didn't talk about that, but the idea is there. I want to look for the future, and there's areas out there, especially with the trailings and maybe some of the stuff she did here recently about the soils and all. But we have developmental areas out there that could be used, and inside and outside the fence. And I think we need to get a bigger picture. It's going to take a little time, and you have to put your plans in place. But go ahead, Lance.
I've got actually some exciting news, and that just kind of jogged my memory on it. But Tim Gross is going to be signing in with Seal Rock Water District to put a pump station for the airport to supply water and sewer.
For real?
Soon. They actually have the...
So what does that mean?
Grants and everything. That means the airport will have its own water and sewer instead of
and
being on...
Have to pay for it?
Instead of being on... So well, all that we pay for water from Seal Rock, but everything is done into septic tank, all the sewage, mm-hmm. So we'll be put on water.
On Seal Rock's water?
No, sewer.
Seal Rock sewer?
No, fuse now.
I'm sorry.
He's putting a pump station so that we can be supplied with city
water.
Because right now we're paying actually a premium price for Seal Rock water.
I'm guessing, I'm not sure why a pump station would help water.
Well, it's for the sewer.
Oh, okay.
Sewer pump.
We're going to be able to pump sewer out.
I believe that's what this was just brought up to me.
So no more septic. You're going to go to sewer.
Yeah.
We'd have to lay the lines, though, I would think. But, yeah.
So.
Well, maybe you can find out more about it next time and bring it.
Yeah, I can get more information from Tim on that. So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
They're putting a pump station in. So that'll be good for getting potential.
Any development.
Yeah. Getting a... an anchor tenant is what we need.
Right.
Is there any kind of timeline on this?
I have heard that they want to put the pump station in. Like, they have the grant, and Tim is double-checking with Kevin because he's a little bit leery, and we're putting it outside the fence, which shouldn't be any issue, but
no.
He just wants better to make sure that all of the T's are crossed and everything, because there is a grant involved with it. Some people are putting up some money, so he's actually hoping to hear something maybe by the end of this week.
And they're going to use this as a sewer lift station?
It's a pump station, and I'm not sure exactly.
What would it have to do with Seal Rock?
Because right now we're on Seal Rock water. It would get us off Seal Rock water. We would.
We're talking about water, sewer, we're not talking about sewer.
That's what I'm confused about. How can these sewer and water are separate lines? So
sorry, but they're trying to put a pump station in. So that's one more step closer.
It's going to pump something, Jeff.
Yeah. We're not sure yet what it is. Okay.
I'll get the specifics from Tim.
See if it's water or sewer.
if you're not sure, don't look in the end of the
book. Okay, before we leave it, there's two people who are very critical of that airport. Mark has been Mark has been so concerned about losing the airport, and I have too. To me, the airport, for you new folks, is very, very, very critical. In case it's the only airport in the entire Oregon coast that will survive in case of an earthquake. Everything's coming into this airport. And with the comments that he made today to Terry, I know Terry took it personally, those comments have been made over the years because that's the only way this airport is going to survive
right.
in regards to money. So this is what something that was new today. This is something that he has been very concerned for all these years. And I think now that possibly this might possibly be contained, so the information will be coming out to make this, so the adjustments. So there's some good things which have happened here. That's for the new folks who are here. This airport is very critical, and it's good to have some new folks. I've probably been on this thing for too long and what have you. But,
well, thank you.
But the... The airport is very, very important.
Vital, isn't it?
Since the Sandy hurricane back on the East Coast, there's been a lot of public money that has come available for advanced placement for FEMA materials
right.
and mm-hmm. for advanced plans for FEMA hub and staging areas. And I'm wondering if maybe it wouldn't be in the airport's best interest to pursue some of that and work out a plan and maybe get some of that grant money from FEMA. FEMA seems to be pretty free,
right? It's a great idea.
Yeah,
do we have an airport manager right now?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm thinking that it probably wouldn't be a bad job for the committee to at least kick it off.
Just
from the standpoint of seems to be a lot of talent here, and chasing that could
be. So this is good. Talent.
I'll write this down for you, Thomas, and you can stick it on your chest. So.
Well, the person I have worked with in the past in my previous life is now the person who's in charge of Region 10 out of Bothell, Washington. Mm-hmm. Reese is now leaving Oregon Emergency Management, but one of the reasons I wanted to be on here is so we could go ahead and ask for grant money and what have you. Up to this time, there's been a zip. Now that, and we know that the state knows how critical this airport is.
Right.
And I'd like to go ahead and push now for some of this money for construction out there for
staging.
Well, and basically it's more planning than anything else. And that's if the planning turns into maybe we put up a pole building to house emergency supplies. That's not a terribly mm-hmm. expensive project.
It could also be used to host conventions.
And along with different striping out in the large parking areas to facilitate the helicopter I mean, there's a lot of these things that...
This is part of the planning that's already been done by the Oregon National Guard in regards to the airport out here. All we have to do, I won't go into this thing, but one of the things we have worked on before, what comes into the airport's got to be distributed.
Right.
It can't be done by road.
Right.
No,
this is why we were working with the fishing fleet.
But we do have the ability to provide generating capacity and keep the airport running, and as a consequence, a fueling operation to keep the airport operational for aircraft, helicopters, C-117s that are all suitable for coming into the airport.
I have that.
Right.
I showed it to you. But one of the things is, this is why, and I agree with you, Wally, we've got to keep this 4 months in regards to the state of Oregon, in regards to how important this is. The Oregon Department of Geology and Industry. One of the people right now who's pushing us is George down here, George Priest, who is mm-hmm. his footprints on every single publication regards to earthquakes.
If we get OSP involved and we get the search and rescue and those, there's going to be some radio requirements and there's going to be some space requirements and we need to be doing things to address those things. And now it seems that there does seem to be money available, federal money available, to actually make that happen.
Well, the chairman is absolutely right. This is the only airport at 157 feet that you have a fully functional ILS, and you don't have another coastal airport that can perform
right.
what Newport can perform on. You don't have it, actually.
You're absolutely right.
Anyway,
can you make your contacts then?
I only have two contacts out of the state right now, but I can go ahead and pursue that in regards to it. With Reese leaving. He's one of the people I know extremely well. I don't know the new person coming in.
Well, this is such a...
OEM has a new manager.
They do.
Pardon me?
OEM has a
new manager. Yes, I do. Right near Oregonian, why they have a new manager right in.
This is such a critical topic of discussion that I think it would be willing... And maybe we could even get a couple guys that don't come to the airport committee meetings on our Saturday, you know, to form a subcommittee to say, who knows what FEMA might be looking for something like this on the West Coast that has the room, that has the facility, that has all the certifications and the training, and it's all in place. It's all right there.
We need to find out the terms of the FEMA grant.
Right.
Let me go ahead and pursue that in regards to state, with what you said about the grants, whatever. I'll pursue that in regards to grants, see what's available, and
see what right. Maybe talk to, you know, the congressman or something.
Yeah. The state was already named part of their plan.
Is red. So we clearly have another different animal.
We have the room, we have the facilities,
which would be good leverage if there's additional
training
money.
We've got everything.
Construction. Well, the state plan, along with FEMA, they've named two airports as points, and one of them is Redmond, and one of them is Newport. That's already on the state plan.
Then we need to take advantage of that.
Well, you have to have a federal contact, so that's,
I don't think that's a local FEMA rep, but that's who.
Well, there's a regional probably somewhere.
You'd want to contact a FEMA representative, and I'm not sure if the lady in Redmond, the airport manager, would know who that is, but there's one that way.
If not, that's good. Well, good.
Our chairman has been dealing with this since before you were born.
That's one of the depots. Redmond and Pendleton are the depots for supply coming to the coast.
Yeah, well, they named Newport as the only airport that would need distribution.
And we need to take advantage
distribution.
There's some other thing that I was thinking about in the same context. If we have a tsunami or we have an earthquake or something else, what we were talking about, the airport would be the hub, right? This would be the place where the stuff coming in. But missing, which I can't see, or perhaps I don't know, how does the stuff get from the airport into town when there's no bridge
helicopters?
The original bridge.
Fishing fleet.
Oh, this is what you were talking
about.
There's
no transportation.
Yeah.
You would need a temporary control tower. You have a lot of air traffic.
Well, actually, the guard can provide that. They have a portable tower.
And don't put your hopes on the National Guard bringing helicopters in here for a long period of time. With 40,000 people and you have destruction in Seattle and Portland, I think you're going to find it.
Well, they've got aid at Salem, and I'm sure that they would be in an event of emergency, they would put two of them down here. But we have no plans or facilities to take care of those guys when they're here.
The military has. You don't have to write this down.
Right?
The military says they're going to put an aircraft carrier off of here, and therefore that's where the medical supplies will be coming from.
Right.
Okay, where's aircraft carriers right now?
Well, they're always in the Middle East.
I'm sorry.
A couple days away.
Is there anything else?
The National Guard belongs to us.
There's a couple positive things that came out of here today. One is going to be the fuel.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be invaluable also. Gentlemen, thank you.
Major.
Nice to have you here.
Thanks for coming, Dean.